This week, we're looking at the changing demographics in America and what it means, given those changes, to be considered all-American. And we're hearing from people who are helping redefine the notion of what it means to be considered all-American. Actor Michael Sidney Fosberg is one of them. He grew up thinking he was white. His mother is white. His stepfather is white. And while he never met his biological father, the assumption was that he was white, too. But well into his adulthood, Fosberg made one fateful phone call to find his father. It's a moment he relives each time he performs his one-man play.
Son, there's a couple of things you should know I'm sure your mother's never told you. Well, like, what?
Fosberg learned that his father is a black man.
I didn't know what to say. I couldn't formulate words, let alone sentences. I went from growing up in a white, middle-class family to being a black man in the blink of an eye.
That's from Fosberg's play. It's called Incognito. He's also written a book with the same name. Once he discovered his father's racial background, he called his mother asking why she never told him.
As you got older, it became harder to tell you. I didn't want you to reject me. I didn't want to lose you. I'm sorry. Mom, it's okay. You don't have to apologize. You did what you thought was right. You did the best you knew how. I found my father. Everything's all right. I still love you.
As difficult as that conversation probably was, you perform it over and over, over almost a decade. After all this time and all those performances, what do you think now of her decision to keep your father's identity hidden?
Oh, man. She did the best she could. She was 19 years old. She was living in Boston in 1957. It was very, very difficult times. I've really realized at this time, especially now, when you think about the biracial community that there is now, there was no biracial community. My mother had a choice. She could either raise me as black or white. That was it.
The show began as a theatrical production, but it's turned into something. It's almost like an anthropological exercise, not in the performance, but in the dialogue that follows the performance. Did you know that that would happen?
Well, it's been fascinating. There's obviously a lot of misperceptions of people. And
misperceptions?
Yeah,
really?
I think people want to understand one another, and they have a desire to have dialogue, but there's a great amount of fear. And I'm trying to promote the idea that we need to create a safe place where we can have dialogue about who we are and how we see one another.
You know, you talk in the book about confronting those series of little boxes on the census
Yes.
form or other forms that you have to fill out. And you raise the question, but you don't really answer the question, you know, what you check there. What do you check when you're asked about your identity?
I checked more than one box. The black, African, am, Negro box. But the other box that might apply to me is white. Now, I don't think white really describes who we are as people. I would imagine that for a lot of people, they feel either Irish or Swedish or German, American, or whatever it might be, and white doesn't necessarily describe who they are. And so I didn't feel comfortable checking that box, so I checked the other box. And if you check other, you have to write something in. And so I wrote in Armenian. I jokingly refer to myself as AAA, African American Armenian.
Your mother's family is of
That's
Armenian
correct.
Heritage.
That's correct.
Yeah. Michael, I've read the book and I've seen the play, but many of our listeners haven't. It's amazing, having done that and seen how much you actually look like your father. You two really do. What was that moment like for you when you made not just the discovery of finding your father after all these years, but that secondary discovery that he was someone who was of a different race?
Well, seeing him in that moment was just completely overwhelming. It was like looking in a mirror. It blew me away. And there was absolutely a moment of standing there and feeling the surroundings of the weight of my historical heritage. I have to say it was very, very joyful. It wasn't necessarily a burden of weight, but a joyful weight.
Michael Sidney Fosberg, it's been a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you very much.
Likewise, thank you.
That's Michael Sidney Fosberg, his book and one-man player, both called Incognito. Tomorrow, we move from the stage to the TV screen and look at race in the world of advertising.
I think you see advertising that's ahead of what's really going on in America, right? So they're trying to reach all cultures and all races, whether it's Latino, Black, Asian, or, you know, Native American. It doesn't matter. They just see that as another opportunity to sell their product.
That's tomorrow in our series that explores the evolving term, All American. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.